Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 15th Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm joined by director Joyce Nashawadi.
Perfect.
Who is presenting the film Blind Son here at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And so the first question is kind of the obligatory question, and if you could tell our listeners a little bit about the story of the film before we start.
So Blind Son is about a housekeeper who's a foreigner. I never really say where he comes from exactly, because I wanted to treat him as the mysterious stranger. Mm-hmm. And he arrives in a small town in Greece, somewhere in the near future, where water has become very scarce and there's a very, very heavy heat wave. So everything is a bit tense in that small town. And he arrives like the stranger in a Western, let's mm-hmm. say. On his horse, which is here a car, to take care of the house of a well-off family while they're away. Yeah. And from then on, things get strange for him.
Yes, there's a lot of things in this film that are kind of not well-defined. I mean, you try not to tell, some things that are exactly that thing. You leave a lot to the imagination of the viewer, too.
Yes, it was. I thought of the film a bit like a nightmare, the way nightmares are structured, and it's the nightmare of the main character. So, yeah, things have to be opaque and have double meanings and ambiguous, so that the nightmare works.
Well, let's start from the beginning then. Mm-hmm. What exactly inspired you to tell this story?
It started off more from the atmosphere than something related to storytelling per se. It was a beach scene where I was in Greece a few years ago, and there was a fire nearby, and I found it really interesting how a holiday mood changed into something disquieting and that's anxiety-inducing, just from the change of light that the fire procured on the beach. It was very far, so we weren't in danger. We were just getting the light change and a bit of
ashes,
and that made everything surrealistic. And it was kind of beautiful in a in a way,
right. But so there is kind of an environmental concern in this film.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, since the first scene.
There you go.
Yeah.
And, okay, so one of the things that I love about this film actually does come from, as the title kind of implies, the sun. I feel like the light and this atmosphere that is set in is particularly, it particularly defines the film stylistically, but also you kind of feel it almost, to kind of feel it.
Yes, I really tried to think of the film as something sensorial and sensitive, and to get the viewer to feel the heat through image and sound. So it was through the light, but also through sound, which is can sound strange, but heat has a certain type of sounds that we associated with, like the cicadas.
The chirping of insects.
So I played a lot with also that, the chirping of insects, but slightly making it crazy, so it's more intense.
Another thing that I really liked was the house itself, where a lot of the narrative takes place. It's sort of like this thing, this big thing, and placed in the middle of almost nowhere. Kind of adds a sort of element that is timeless. I guess timelessness, that would imply that kind of timelessness, too, is really important in this film.
It was part of the directives I gave to people when we were location scouting. I had two things that were really important because Greece doesn't really look like it does in the film. It's much more green. We really had to reconstruct something very dry. And also, I wanted buildings to not be specifically related to a time.
Yeah.
It's like an abstract world in a way, and the house has that. It's like a box of glass, and the fact that it's glass is also interesting for the subject of the film, because light, you can play with the light entering or not inside the house. And the clothes as well, I tried to make them quite neutral, not being precise about which era they're from. They could be 70s, 90s, you don't really know. The cars, the signs in the streets, so I had to shoot always in streets with no street signs. To assemble something that's a parallel world.
We mentioned that this film is kind of like sensorial, and obviously sound comes into play very much. I also found that this film doesn't really make use of much dialogue, so it relies on other things too. What's the challenge of making a film like that?
The thing with dialogue is that it was instinctive for me. It's not a decision. Since my short films, I've always worked with image and sound design. And use dialogue really for very slight when it's really necessary, and try to pass on something to the spectator through image, which is also more ambiguous. It's a more ambiguous way to tell stories, because image is more open to interpretation. And sound design supports it with the feelings and contradictions you can put in it.
And also, I think a lot of films talk too much, just too much exposition. I can definitely enjoy kind of the immersive experience of a film like Blind Son, which is quite amazing. Amazing also because it's got a great leading performance. Can we talk about the actor who...
Of course, yes. Ziad Bakri.
Oh, yes.
Which, he is Palestinian. And when I was casting actors, I lived in Paris at the time. And I really wanted to cast people that were from outside Europe. It makes sense because, in a way, like me, people from various Arab countries that live in Europe have a certain ease with their way there. Yeah. And I wanted him to have a kind of adventure as well, the actor, by coming to the film. So I found him through an Italian agent, which is quite international. And we did tries, and it was really cool to work with him. He was courageous.
Yeah. He carries a lot of the weight of the movie, I guess, on his shoulders. This now makes me kind of curious. What took you to Greece to make this film?
I spent a long part of my childhood and adolescence there.
Oh, I see.
That was the first... it was an affection for affection reason. So it made sense for me to choose it as a place where heat has importance, and the sea as well.
Yeah.
And also there's something specific to Greece because it's kind of at the crossroad of so many places. It has Africa on one side, and Europe, and the Middle East, and and that gives it a certain something related to my subject as well.
It always has. Yeah, it's inspired a lot of great art, of course. And how can anyone keep up with the news about the film and where it's going to be screened and anything like that?
There's a Facebook page of the film. There's the website of... the sales agent often puts the festivals. Mm-hmm. It's called Real Suspects. And the Facebook page, yeah.
There you go. Let's say one more question just before we leave. Are you working on anything now, or is there anything planned for the future that you may want to anticipate and talk about?
I have started working, but it's very early to talk about the story. It's just, I can say that the genre is more horror this time.
Cool. Looking forward to that then. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure, and best of luck with the film.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.